I did it starts here. Visit your local AutoZone today, and we'll help you get what you need to get the job done right. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone,
AutoZone. I really thought I would die of stress long before the cancer. Because the diagnosis brought this avalanche of worries. The money, the travel, the burden on the family. One night I called the American Cancer Society, and they helped me map out a plan. Got me free rides to chemo and even a free place to stay during treatment. They took away those other fears so I could rest up for the real fight.
Please give at cancer.org.
Holiday traditions are alive and well inside every Home Depot. And right now, outside as well, with a lot full of fresh-cut Christmas trees of every size and shape. Come walk the lot, pick one out, and save. Or, if you can't make it outside, order online and we'll deliver one right to your door for free. Fresh-cut Christmas trees, in-store, or with free online delivery, only from the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Selection and prices vary by store. See store for details.
Make it an unforgettable holiday season with Flyers Santa Sacks. These holiday packs include two tickets to the Flyers game of your choice, an autographed puck, a gritty ornament, and two tickets to a Philadelphia Wings home game.
Fairby shot, he scores!
Go to PhiladelphiaFlyers.com and select your games to include in this special holiday gift pack. Order now to select from the best seats and the most in-demand games on the Flyers home schedule.
Voice of the new Philadelphia.
And the Sixers win with a game.
97.5, the Fanatic. WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia.
A Beasley Media Group station.
The Sixers station.
Here at 97.5, the Fanatic. In about an hour and a half, Sixers taking on the Cavaliers down there at the Wells Fargo Center. A little later start today because the Philadelphia Flyers occupied the building earlier today and they picked up a 4-3 win over the Ottawa Senators. The Sixers without Joel Embiid and Josh Richardson tonight. Joel Embiid out with a bruised left hip. And Josh Richardson missing his fifth straight game, and he's already been ruled out for tomorrow's game against Toronto, which will be a sixth, because of tightness in his hamstring. Also, Zaire Smith will not play this evening, and he's occasionally been up and down between the Bluecoats and the Sixers, but last night he jumped over the seats to try to save a ball, and he ended up with four sutures in his lower leg. He jumped over. It was right at the end of the first half. He jumps over, saves the ball. I think the play is ruled dead, but he actually comes back around, stands in the corner. They throw him the ball and he hits a three, which is not, that's not been his forte. And then he wasn't able to go the rest of the game, but he went out in style for sure. 610-632-0975. Lewis is with us in Pensauk. And Lewis, thanks for calling 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, how you doing, D?
Doing all right.
When I look at the Sixers, I think the two biggest issues with the Sixers is not quantifiable. I think what they are is this. I don't see, and I'm just looking from the eye test, I don't see Embiid and Simmons, who are the foundational pieces, where wherever this team goes is going to be on those two guys' shoulders.
Absolutely.
I do not see them striving for greatness on a nightly basis. I don't see that anymore. I don't see them having fun like they did in the last couple years. I think that it's a combination of things. I think one of it is that they've talked about championship aspirations so much. I think them trying to become a championship contender has weighed upon them, and they look like they're trying to live up to these expectations. And then also, I just think they're too comfortable.
Yeah, I would agree with the second more so than the first. I think there is a comfort level. I think
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I think that on a lot of nights, and I'm not trying to be mean about this, but I think they think on a lot of nights, by showing up, this team will get a W.
Yeah,
the growth of the individual game for them is not. It's I don't see enough of it,
and that comes along with the accountability that should be given by Brett Brown. One of the things I don't see Brett Brown doing, that it's not about X and O. People get all caught up in that. One thing, the thing that I don't see that he did, I mean, that he does, that Popovich used to do, Popovich would pull all five starters in that first quarter if they don't look right.
Well,
that,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Larry Brown did it a couple of times, and it did not go over well with Allen Iverson. I do remember one time when they were in Milwaukee, and actually I don't think Chris Ford might have been the coach at that point. But
yeah.
Yes, I've seen it happen.
I'm sorry. Embiid and Simmons need a foot in their behind. I'm sorry. And I'm sorry. I think Brett Brown's a great guy. To me, he's the perfect rebuilding coach. He needs to go to the Knicks. The Knicks should try to get Brett Brown, because he would be great with them trying to rebuild. But with us trying to go to that next level, I'm sorry, he does not give the kind of accountability that's needed for superstar or star players who have superstar potential to take them from being stars to superstars and giving that type of performance night in and night out. He does not. I'm sorry. Embiid and Simmons are too comfortable with Brett Brown. And I'm sorry. You know, I don't like him. But I think if we're going to go to the next level, we're going to have to get another coach. I'm sorry. And I've been a Brett Brown supporter. And I think he's a good coach. But I think that he needs to go in a different situation, because he's not that guy to put a foot in their behind. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, I mean, there's some truth to it. I know that pregame, I'm just looking at different people putting on, you know, obviously he was asked about the turnovers. And those two combined for 15 the other night. That is just inexcusable. And I guess today he said, you know, that we have to own it. And that Embiid needs to know better, and the same with Ben Simmons. Okay, those are nice words. But I will say this. We've asked this about why are their numbers no better 4 years later, and three in the case of Ben. I don't get it. And it, to me, I use the example. I don't know.
I get it. He doesn't put the clamps down. Do you ever see him in anger pull Ben Simmons or JoJo? And just like, you know.
No, but I don't see him pull anybody in anger, period.
Period. And that's, I'm sorry, but you need that type of, you know, like they said last year when we played the Nets.
Right, actually they say.
Everybody
yep,
out, and all of a sudden everybody played well.
Yeah, right.
But we need that.
I hear you.
Once in a while. Not every night.
Yeah.
Every once in a while.
I hear you, Lewis. Thank you for the phone call. I appreciate it. And I like your enthusiasm. I would agree. Now, see, what's interesting, and I probably should have asked you before I hung up there, Lewis, sorry, because this week we saw Doug Peterson, you know, put on the pads, which was unusual, what was that, Thursday, you know, for these guys for an hour and 45 minutes. And because he, quote, in his judgment, they needed that. But it didn't go over well with everybody. It didn't. And so that's where it is a fine line. You run a little risk, but I would agree that you got to know who's in charge. And that was part of what was so appealing listening to AV the other day speaking about the Flyers and his approach to trying to get the most. You know, Ghost had been a healthy scratch for, I believe it was three games. And, you know, because he wanted him to get his head in the right place, and he wanted him to get back to being what you do well. And it worked. He's playing better. Had a goal today. Flyers had the 4-3 win. Let's go back to the phones and go to Jay in Willingsboro. Jay, thank you for calling 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, how you doing, D?
I'm doing all right.
All right, D, you know what? I think that it's time for the Sixers to take the ball out of Ben's hand. Like, first, I don't want to trade Ben. And
whose hands are you going to put it in?
I think they need to make a swing a trade with Al Horford for Chris Paul. They got to put together a package.
Oh, I don't. I don't want Chris Paul.
They need somebody that's going to make them better, man. Ben doesn't make anybody on the team better, and neither does Joel. They're great individually, but I'm talking about guys that, like, Joel has to get easy buckets. That's part of the problem. The big man never gets easy buckets.
And well, it's partially his own fault, because if he posts somebody up, You're going to get an easy bucket. And honestly, the guy must get some easy buckets. He got 14 free throws the other day, for God's sakes.
But let me ask you this.
Yes.
What big man you know hasn't played with a great point guard or a great guard? Like, Ben is not a great guard. He's like Scottie Pippen.
He's not a traditional point guard.
He's not a point guard. He can't stop a run, D. A point guard, that's a floor general. He know how to stop a run. He's going to get to the line. That's the problem. When he gets to the fourth quarter, because he can't shoot and because he can't get to the free throw line, he can't be a floor general. He gives the ball up. He can't do
well, I will agree with that. I will say defensively, he gets you stops. Don't confuse that.
And he belongs on the floor like Scottie Pippen. Scottie Pippen plays several guards.
A point forward.
Exactly.
The difference is, the problem is, in this day and age, most of those power forwards are stretch fours.
I don't have any problem with like Ben being on the floor, and that's where they would get him like those corner jump shots that he practices, or either get him alley oops or whatever. I'm just saying it from that standpoint. Now with Joel, I was watching I called you several times about Joel like not understanding like double teams and stuff like that. I watched several things on Shaq and on Hakeem. Like, what do they do in double teams? When I looked at Shaq, every time a double team came, he turned towards it, he split it, and went up. But he immediately started dribbling the ball. And the way that Hakeem did it, he spun before the double team even came. He would see it coming. And
yeah.
If you go on YouTube and you watch it, and I'm saying, why doesn't Joel know that? Like, he tries to dribble through the double team.
I got to tell you, though, about for four games after that Toronto mess, I thought he was operating much better with the double teams. Mm-hmm.
And then
the Washington game, I don't believe he got doubled. Well, they couldn't double him. That's why he was able to score at will, and he was also able to get to the foul line. But I would agree with you. Hopefully he says he is, because he talked about his being better out of the double team the other day, and he's looked at film or video, whatever we want to call it. The problem is his numbers are hard to argue with. This guy gives you 23 and 13.
I know.
And when he's on the floor, they have the best defense in the league.
But the eye test tells you
that you need more out of both of them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I'll say this, D. It's like, I don't know if it's how Neto or whatever you want to do.
Just
put it like this. It would make them faster. Because put it like this, those nights that they're giving Joel off, why don't they just cut down his minutes and split it with Horford? If you're not going to trade, they need a point guard on the floor with Ben.
Not a bad idea. I'd like to see that for an opportunity, is to have Neto out there. I mean, they do play the two of them together sometimes, but not a bad idea.
I think your defense is still fast. How Neto, he actually plays pretty good defense on the ball.
Yeah.
I think Ben is at times that it'll be plays that he can run the floor, okay. But coming down the stretch, I think that a real point guard that can run a pick and roll, that can set people up and stop runs when the other team, Ben can't do that. I mean, it's 4 years later.
I hear you, Jay. I hear you. I appreciate the phone call, and thank you for calling the Fanatic. The thing I'm going to tell you, though, when you're talking, how did they deal with it last year? They put the ball in Jimmy Butler's hands in the fourth. So, I mean, they're still with the same problem, and they have played a quarter of the regular season here. And you're right. Unless they have a different solution, or you're going to see the ball in, hopefully, Josh Richardson would be healthy enough. But it's quite possible they're just going to put the ball in his hands now in fourth quarters when we come to the spring. I don't know. I mean, I will tell you this. I fell for it. I really thought he was going to be different this year. I fell for him working on his jumper. I believed Tobias when he said it. I believed Ben when he said it. I believed Brett when he said he was going to be a 70% free throw shooter. He was 1 for 4 again the other night. I fell for all of it. And nothing's changed. 610-632-0975. Let's check in with John in Villanova. John, how are you? And thanks for calling the Fanatic.
Hi, Dee. I first met your father. I was a little boy, and my dad used to take me to the Plestra when your dad played for St. Joe. So I've known of him for a while.
Wow. I was
I'm,
a,
real, you, I don't even think you were around.
No, probably not if you saw him play. But I was talking about the Palestra and going there as a kid because today was the Villanova-St. Joe game. Actually, it was for both the men and the women. But the men played at St. Joe's, and I was trying to explain to Josh, who's behind the glass with me here today, that going to the Palestra for those Villanova-St. Joe games were really a highlight of my being a kid.
God, me too. So, look, I'm having a real hard time sitting here listening to most of the listeners and a little bit of what you're saying. I'll tell you this. I go to every game. I think that the effort, Ben and Joel put in every bit of effort that Allen Iverson did. Joel dives for balls. Ben looks like he wants to kill somebody out there. So I admit they have some things to improve. Now, one improvement that Ben has done is he is leading the league in steals.
Yep, and defensively,
I've to be in the defensive player of the year, which is not nothing, right? That's something. That's an improvement.
I don't know that he's in the running for defensive player of the year, but I would say I would agree with you that he is shooting to be on the all defensive team. He certainly has picked his defensive game up. And even though he's, you know, up there for the steals, it seems to me that it goes back and forth between him and Jimmy Butler right now of who's leading it on a given day. But I will say this. What I'm more impressed with is that he keeps his guys in front of him. I mean, he is taking the challenge.
He's a great defensive.
Yes,
right.
He's taking the challenge of the best perimeter guy every night.
So let me say this. I think you hit on the number one thing that would improve the Sixers is to take Joel and get him away from getting the ball in the corner or at the top of the key and only give him the ball down deep.
Yeah.
And because he gets a lot of turnovers trying to dribble his way
out of trouble. Yep.
To get the basis. Turnovers doesn't mean that you're not giving effort. Sometimes it means you're trying too hard, and I think that everybody on that team is guilty of turning the ball over way too much.
I would agree with you.
Let's talk about Ben shooting. You know, I think this is a creation of the media and a creation of the fans. When you're at a game now, when Ben gets the ball, everybody starts yelling, shoot, shoot. It doesn't matter where he is. In fact, on the last home game, there was a minute left in the game. Nobody should be shooting, right? We were holding the ball to let the clock run out, and the morons in the stadium are screaming for him to shoot. I think that if you watch him in warm-ups, he can shoot the ball. I wish he'd shoot more, but don't you want to defer a little bit to Ben to let him decide when it's the right time for him to shoot or to kick the ball out so someone can hit a three? I mean, are we that smart that we know better than the guys on the floor?
No, here's what I would like. I'd like them to run a play for him occasionally where he comes off of the screen and either he pulls up for a jumper or it's one dribble and he pulls up for a jumper. Yes, I would like to see them run that play.
I'm not trying to make his
decisions for him, but I do feel it's one of two things. They never do it, meaning run a play for him, or he stubbornly refuses to do it. And so I'm saying I never challenge their effort. And I do think he's a very good point guard. And I would like to see them run a play. And I would like to see his foul shooting get up and stay better than 56% from the floor. So if I get a little bit bothered by his lack of improving, I think those two areas are fair, John.
Well, I agree with you. I would love for them to run a play because I think he would shoot if they ran a play. But I think that's the coach. I don't.
And let me ask you, you're okay with him shooting 56% in his third season?
No, but if you go there before the game, you'll see him at the foul line.
I go plenty, but then how is this still? And I appreciate the phone call, John. I hear you. I see him in warmups. I get it. I don't understand why it doesn't translate. And because it doesn't translate, I'm just saying it is a problem. Your point guard cannot be shooting 56% from the foul line if you have championship aspirations. and I keep hearing that he actually is a really decent foul shooter, you know, in the gym before the game. You know, I interviewed Herb McGee the other day, and he 53 years he's been coaching, and he's always had really good foul shooting teams. This is a revolving door of every 4 years. Those guys are different every year. There's some difference, and they teach they develop the shot, they teach form, and they talk about the mentality. And all I'm saying is somebody could be helping where he has to want to do it. Something's not happening. That's all I'm saying. All right, let's go to Joe in Warminster. Joe, thank you for calling 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, D, how you doing?
I'm doing all right.
I love your broadcast and your analysis. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, I think you had asked the question earlier about the best defense and offense on the Philadelphia team.
I asked, like, who's providing you with the most consistent, entertaining product, but I can go defense. Sure.
Yeah, I'd say JT Romalto in the Phillies. Oh, my God.
Oh, you know what? He was awesome this year. Absolutely.
How many players did he throw out trying to steal bases?
I know he led the league by a large margin.
Like 95 putouts or throwouts.
Yeah.
And at the same time, getting to the Philly, Bryce Harper. Never saw an arm like that coming from the outfield. And obviously his offense is on the books. But I thought he was wonderful. Both of them.
He, you know what? I will tell you this. I felt like Bryce lived up to, and that's a tough contract to live up to. I thought he delivered. Absolutely. Over the course of the entire season.
I thought it was worth every penny, and hopefully next year it'll be worth more.
Then you must have enjoyed, or I'm assuming that you like their acquisition of Zach Wheeler.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. By the way, I heard somebody talking that the presence of having a JT Realmuto behind the plate will help a Zach Wheeler.
Of course.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Because he knows how to communicate with the pitcher and you know, oh my God, it's going to be incredible. I think the Phillies are going to fly next year, but we shall see.
We shall see. I do hope they do. And I appreciate the phone call. Thanks for calling the Fanatic, Joe. 610-632-0975. Yeah, I was looking up how many. I'll look it up in the break. I'm going to wait and get to Derek on the other side because, Derek, I want to give you your full time. Derek, Mike, Aaron, all of you will continue the conversation. So do you feel, I feel like we've shifted a little bit. And I'm just going to ask the question about the Sixers. I very much appreciate this team. I think defensively, that's where a lot of their focus is. And I think on a lot of nights, their defense is how they win games. They'll put their 10-0 record on the line tonight against a Cleveland team that is clearly in rebuilding mode. They come in with 5 wins. There will be no Joel Embiid because of a bruised hip. There will be no Josh Richardson for a 5th consecutive game because of hamstring tightness. So I say to you, are they living up to, are they the billing? Are they giving you enough? Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid, the new acquisitions, are they, you know, what you thought they should be? Are they it for you? You know, 20-some games into this season. 610-632-0975. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's D. Lineham on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Oh, yeah! One of the best plays of the year!
Sixers, Cavs, tonight at 7:30 on your home for 76ers basketball. 97.5 The Fanatic. Presented by Corona Extra. Proud sponsor of your Philadelphia 76ers.
It's finally here. The Xfinity Beyond Black Friday event is the gift that goes beyond the holidays. Don't miss out.
This is the time of year to choose a package that's right for you and get $100 back. Now that's a gift. Plus, you'll unwrap amazing speed and Wi-Fi coverage from America's best internet provider. So your household of family, friends, and their devices is no problem. That's another gift. You'll also get the Emmy Award-winning X1 voice remote with Xfinity X1, giving your family the easiest all-in-one entertainment experience. Which makes this deal a gift within a gift within a gift. Choose your package now and you'll get $100 back. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. For a limited time, get $100 back on our most popular packages. Hurry, the Xfinity Beyond Black Friday event ends December 10th. So go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. New X1 Double Play and Triple Play customers only. 2-year term contract required.
FanDuel is officially live in PA in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, and there are always more ways to win on FanDuel Sportsbook. Moneyline, spreads, totals, parlays, and more. FanDuel Sportsbook has tons of bet types available every single day. They always offer unique betting promos to spice up game day, boosted odds, and score bonuses. And with so much to bet on across 17 different sports, FanDuel Sportsbook is sure to have a wager that's right for you. I can make a bet anytime, anywhere, whenever I feel like it. It's that easy, and best of all, you could place your first bet on FanDuel Sportsbook risk-free. If you lose, you'll get a refund of up to $500. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app with promo code Natalie to bet from anywhere in Pennsylvania. If you lose your first bet within 7 days of signing up, FanDuel Sportsbook will give you a refund of up to $500 in site credit, all when you use my code Natalie.
Cash out not available in all markets. Offer applies to first online wager only. Refund issued as site credit. Site credit expires after 14 days. Go to sportsbook.fanduel for full terms. Must be 21 or older and present in New Jersey or Pennsylvania. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Get ready for Monday Night Football. Join Natalie Agonoff and Bob Cooney at PJ Wheelahan's Cherry Hill. Monday night from 7 to 8 p.m. PJ's Cherry Hill is better than ever with all new 60 and 82-inch TVs throughout so you don't miss a play. Enjoy any of the fan favorite wings and $7 19 Crimes wines by the glass. Play football trivia with Natalie and Bob to win great prizes, including Flyers and Villanova men's basketball tickets. For details, go to the events page on 975thefanatic.com.
Guys, it's time to find your oasis at the all-new Oasis Gentlemen's Club on Essington Avenue, just minutes from the airport and Center City, Philly. Now under new ownership and management, check out their beautiful ladies and new energized and exciting atmosphere. Experience the all-new Oasis for daily happy hour specials or for Birds game days before, during, or after the game. For info on club happenings, specials, events, performers, and more, just visit oasisclubphilly.com and find your oasis.
We have some exciting news from Dell. Their biggest Cyber Monday ever is still on. Get deals on Dell and Alienware computers with Intel Core processors. Plus, save up to 50% on a wide selection of electronics and accessories like Bose Audio. It all comes with free shipping. For the gamer, streamer, or student, Dell has you covered. Just call 800-BUY-DELL. That's 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Cyber Monday. Hurry while supplies last.
So you think you have unlimited data?
Recalculating. Recalculating.
Think again. If you have unlimited data on a network you can't trust, your data is limited, and so are you. Set your smartphone free with the new unlimited plans from Total Wireless. Get four lines with unlimited data on the nation's best 4G LTE network with 100 gigabytes at high speed, then 2G, for just $25 a month per line.
You have arrived at your destination.
Get the new unlimited plans. Total Wireless. Total confidence. Available at Target. See terms and conditions at TotalWireless.com.
You know Beasley Media for the massive radio brands in Philadelphia, like 97.5 The Fanatic. But did you also know that we're experts in advertising and growing successful brands through digital? We can help create video commercials, put your ads on websites, and even create targeted social posts to reach your potential customers. Our team of brand builders can do that and so much more to help your business grow. Email Beasley Media Digital Team now at experts@bbgi.com. That's experts@bbgi.com.
Place your sports bets at PlaySugarHouse.com.
New York has now taken a 7-point lead. That's 100 rushing yards for Philly.
What's New York going to do here?
With 50-plus in-game bets on pro football games, make bets while the game is being played, like who will score next, how will the current drive finish. Sign up now. We'll match your first deposit up to $250. More bets, more action, more fun. PlaySugarHouse.com.
Must be 21 or over to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Life gets hectic. You don't have time to take your vehicle in for tires at the tire shop, brakes at the brake shop, and an oil change at the oil lube shop place. Save time and money. Trust your locally owned Meineke for all your auto repair needs. Tires, brakes, alignments, batteries, exhaust. Meineke, doing car care right.
Sports Talk for Coatesville and all of Chester County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
This weekend's programming is brought to you by Commonwealth Charter Academy. Does the idea of your child returning to their classroom after winter break seem unthinkable? Commonwealth Charter Academy can help. Visit ccaeducate.me. Sixers Cavs coming up in about an hour here on 97.5 The Fanatic. The Sixers look to improve to 11-0 at home. And they also hope to kind of put that Wizards loss on Thursday night, 119-113 down in Washington, get that out of their minds, and start their winning ways again. No Joel Embiid, no Josh Richardson. And keep in mind, this is the front end of a back-to-back. Tomorrow evening, they will be hosting the Raptors. Josh Richardson will not play in that game either. We do not know the status of Joel Embiid for Sunday's contest. All right, we'll go back to the phones and go to Derek in North Philly. Derek, thank you for calling 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yeah, how you doing? How you doing, D?
Doing all right.
I love your analogy of the game, and you actually know skills of players, which I find fascinating.
Thank you.
My thing is with the Sixers, is with Ben Simmons and his free throws, would you agree by him picking up his pace on defense and pushing the point that takes away a little bit of the legs when he's at the free throw line?
Well, I would agree with you because I do think, and I mentioned how he's really elevated his defensive game, and that keeping people in front of you, I would understand, except for one thing. Bending his knees at the line has never been part of his form. You can go back to his first year here, and he just doesn't bend his knees.
Right. So that has to be coaching, correct?
Correct.
All right. Now,
let me just remind you one thing. He chooses his brother to be his shooting coach. And his brother does have, you know, he's been a coach at the college level, albeit not, you know, at a big school that all of us know, but that shouldn't matter. I mean, his brother has had work in the basketball industry.
Well, so what Ben Simmons has to do is take it upon himself to get better at that. Mm-hmm. So he did improve from last year. And if people say they're not exciting to watch, I don't know what they're looking at.
I know.
Because just on thinking on keeping that home record alive is exciting all in itself. So we're going to tune in to see if they can do that.
Sure.
Now, Joel Embiid, everybody know he's a monster. He's a beast. When he's playing like he should, he averages a point a minute. If he get 32 minutes, he get 32 points. 28 minutes, 28 points. So people are making it seem like these guys are not good. They're going to be I think we get frustrated because we know that they should be better, and we're not seeing it. Not that they're not that good, but we know that the potential there, but they're not showing it for whatever reason.
Well, I think what it is is their areas of their games individually we're talking about that have flaws. That it would appear that, I mean, that both of them are talented is not the discussion, because both of them have been to the All-Star game. Both of them will probably go again this year. So the talent is clearly, you know, upper echelon. But where their flaws are, there seems to be no concentrated improvement in that.
Are you saying team-wise? Because even Horford said he's not used to playing this type of basketball. He has to get used to playing that style with this team.
Well, that's a whole nother discussion. I think with Horford, now you're playing with another big man, and no, you know, he's played the center position all of his years in this league.
Right.
Now he and Tobias both before it all started said, you know, oh no, I'm naturally a four, and Tobias says I'm naturally a three, and then both of them talk about having to adjust to this quote style of basketball. But you knew as a group that this is who you were going to be, and now you have to figure out how do I get mine, and when I'm not able to get my points, then where do I go on the floor so that I'm not creating a problem?
Exactly.
Spacing-wise.
So that goes back to the coach. He
Absolutely.
Has to space them the right way and have movement. Because if whoever's hot, they should go with the hot hand. That's period. I don't care who it is, whether it's Ben, whoever it is.
I would agree with that. I think Tobias has picked it up, and Tobias has had really, really good games of late.
Yes.
And he's taken it upon himself in fourth quarters to go and get that basketball and score that basketball.
And that's what they all need to do, take it upon themselves. That means if I have it, I'm shooting it. Now, what's up with Scott? Now, I like Scott's defense, but what's up with the shooting?
Yeah, he's in a rut. That's what I would say.
Right, and but nobody gets on him as much because, like I say, they know.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
The potential of Ben and Joel. And we're just frustrating because we're not seeing it. Just like my Eagles. We know the potential is there to dominate, but for whatever reason,
it's not happening. It's definitely not happening. I hear you.
But they're going to get it together.
Derek, thank you for the phone call. I appreciate it. I hope you enjoy the rest of your Saturday, and I hope you enjoy a winning Sixers performance this evening. Before I get to the next call, I just want to... Ben Simmons, now again, it's 20 games. He's played 20 games this year. And he's averaging, 34 minutes, which is what he averaged last year. So that's comparable. And he attempts the same. No, he's actually attempting two fewer shots from the field. But here's my thing. He doesn't get to the line. He gets there for 3.7 attempts, the lowest of his three-year career. And might I add, it's also 56% that he's shooting there, which is equal to his rookie year. Let's go to Aaron in Drexel Hill. Aaron, thanks for calling the Fanatic.
No problem, D. Thank you for doing what you're doing on radio.
Absolutely. Thank you.
I have one quick question to ask you.
Yes.
Which is, if every year we're saying the same thing, we're seeing the same thing, when do we start to look at the coaching? Mm-hmm. I understand Joel and Ben both need to step it up on the court.
Yes, and let's not mistake that I have great appreciation for what they do give you. Absolutely, but I don't think it's unfair to look at certain areas and say, this is troublesome. For instance, the 15 turnovers in Washington.
Right.
I mean, that's just hard for me. And if it were just a once in a blue moon, but it's not once in a blue moon.
Right. Turnovers has been an issue. Since Brett has taken over for us.
Yep, it's been 6 years.
Play design has been an issue since Brett has taken over for us.
And I will say that Brett admitted, maybe it was last week at practice, that figuring out offensively what this team needs to do has taken him longer than he thought it would.
And that was going to be my third one. And always, quote unquote, figuring out something.
Yes.
We don't have a team that's built on a bunch of rookies. Even since Brett has taken over, our team has not been built on a bunch of rookies. We have maybe like one or two really rookies on the team, and everybody else is NBA veterans. He's been in the league long enough to know who these players are, what's given to them. When both Ben and Joel came into the league, they already came in with a certain set of skills that's already that you can easily work with, which is why as soon as Ben got on the court when Joel, we immediately won 50 games, went right to the playoffs, and then next year did another 50 wins and went to the second round in the playoffs with them two together. And I'm tired of hearing the same thing from the same coach repeatedly. I got to figure it out. I'm tired of watching this year in particular, which is why I didn't want the Al Horford signing. This year in particular, is the paint is completely frustrating to look at because Ben needs to operate in the paint. Joel needs to operate
yes,
in the paint.
Yes.
Tobias. A lot more.
Yes.
Tobias. And so what we're seeing here, and because there is no real offensive scheme, what we're seeing is the ball is put in somebody's hand, and we're asking somebody to do something with the ball. And if they're able to, great, we get the bucket. If they're not able to, that creates these turnovers. This is why we're one of the most high turnover teams each and every single year under Brett Brown's tutelage. I think at this moment in time, enough evidence exists for us to be able to say it is time for us to at least get another voice in there, another system, somebody who has a mindset of how they're going to operate with these two stars. Ben and Joel are more than capable of one, running pick and rolls, and two, being excellent players in this league to transform our team to that elite level status. Well, I will say this to finish off.
Yep, go ahead.
Every good team always has a player who is the heart and soul of the team. They may not be the best player, but they are the heart and soul. Last year, our heart and soul was Jimmy Butler. Nobody on his roster, and our two really good players, Ben and Joel, they're not the heart and soul. They are the best players, but they are not the heart and soul. And that is something that we need to find on this team.
Aaron, I appreciate the phone call. Was Jimmy Butler the heart and soul? I mean, I would say that he was definitely, when it came to crunch time, one, wanted the ball, two, knew what he wanted to do with the ball, and three, was never afraid of a big moment. And that he wore his emotions on his sleeve, absolutely. That it was short-lived, therefore I can't say heart and soul. I would say in those moments, I think that I see what you're getting at. All right, let's sneak in another one before the break. Wayne in Jenkintown. Wayne, thanks for calling 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hi, D. You're doing a great job. I love listening to you and your pop also.
Thank you.
I think the Sixers are really a disjointed team.
That's a good word.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they have a bunch of square pieces they're trying to fit into round holes.
And, yep.
And they're trying to make it work, but, it's at some point, you just got to say, hey, you know, we tried to do this, but it's not working. You know, how can we change things? They really should have gone out and got a knockdown shooting guard to play with Simmons.
Well, yeah.
I really like Josh Richardson, but, you know, he's not a catch-and-shoot guy like a Bradley Beal, which, this team really, really is sorely in need of.
Well, that's what they had it in Redick.
Yeah. He just couldn't defend, you know, at his age. He gave us all he could off the bench. But,
sure.
You know, he's a little long in the tooth at this point.
Oh, yeah, no, but I'm saying I agree with you that it changed the style of play changed when you didn't have that kind of shooter. Now, they're looking around, and Josh has obviously been hurt, and it's hard for me to gauge. He's not a knockdown guy. He can make a three-pointer. He's shooting 39%, but he's not been out there. Furkan, which they clearly weren't going to have him, and then when they didn't have a shooter, they brought him back. He was hot for a while, and then he's not. So at some point, I think that they need to address that situation if they find it to be bothersome. I mean, two games ago, I'll wipe out the Washington. They were 13 of 26 from three. I'm not going to complain about that. That's 50%.
No.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing is Embiid and Simmons. I don't think that they've gotten any better. I mean, I think it's a complete joke that Simmons does not shoot the basketball. And if he's not going to shoot the basketball, don't turn it over.
Yeah.
I mean, you're killing us, you know, turning it over
twice.
And not shooting the ball.
Killing
and
it
then,
twice.
And Embiid, you know, he turns it over quite a bit. And he just, at the end of games, he's got to figure out, this is my go-to move. This is what I have confidence in. And this is what I'm going to stick to. He can't change it up and, you know, try to make some different kind of move every single time he touches the basketball.
Wayne, I appreciate the phone call. 610-632-0975. Chris, Brad, Glenn, Chris, Josh, we'll get to y'all on the other side. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic's holiday wheel is back. You have a chance to win some amazing prizes from the Sixers and Flyers, Landis Block and Concrete, Golden Nugget Jewelers, Royal Billiard and Recreation, Harvest Seasonal Grill and Wine Bar, Ron Jaworski Golf, and more. Go to the contest page at 97.5thefanatic.com and register now for your chance to become a holiday wheel contestant. The wheel starts spinning Monday, December 16th. It's D-Lineup. On 97.5 The Fanatic.
Looking around your business, I see tablets, laptops, the printer, smartphones. They're all connected to the internet?
They're all connected. We're very digital friendly.
Can your network handle all those devices?
Sometimes.
Comcast Business runs on the nation.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Houston's largest gig speed network, so you can get the bandwidth you need to power all your connected devices at the same time.
That would be so productive.
It's time to take your business beyond with super fast internet at an amazing price. Get started with 200 megabit internet and voice for $99.99 per month for 2 years. And for a limited time, we'll upgrade your speed to 300 megabit internet for a year at no additional cost. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 12/22/19. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. New business customers only. Limited to Comcast Business Internet. 200 megabits per second and one mobility voice line. Internet speed increases to 300 megabits per second for first 12 months. 2-year term agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change.
Deborah was beginning to think maybe she'd made a mistake buying her timeshare.
When you try to call to make a reservation and you can't get the dates you want.
And the expense.
A maintenance fee, a tax fee, an assessment fee.
Then the phone calls.
They always give you the runaround, so they want you to give up.
Her mind was made up.
I heard the ad on my radio, so I emailed Timeshare Freedom Group.
And why Timeshare Freedom Group?
Yeah, well, they know what they're doing. They just physically work with timeshares.
Deborah was overjoyed the day she got the news.
Congratulations, you are no longer an owner of this timeshare. There is no more payment, no more maintenance fees. You are not bothered by your timeshare people anymore.
Timeshare Freedom Group has guided thousands of people just like Deborah through the freedom process.
Timeshare Freedom Group got rid of my timeshare.
Start the freedom process now. Call Timeshare Freedom Group at 855-900-CANCEL. 855-900-CANCEL. That's 855-900-CANCEL.
Timeshare Freedom Group, we set you free.
Hey, this is Anthony Gargano, DraftKings Sportsbook, officially available in Pennsylvania. As the trusted leader in daily fantasy, DraftKings has brought their expertise to legal sports betting and is already America's top-rated sportsbook app. With so much going on this week, you definitely want to take advantage of the convenience to bet wherever, whenever, with the DraftKings Sportsbook app. This week, DraftKings has a hoops promo you don't want to miss. Simple. Bet on Philly to win. If they score 76 points first, end up losing, get your bet back up to $25. Head to DraftKings.com/Fanatic right now. For a limited time, all new users can get a free bet on sign-up. Plus, when you make your first bet, you can get a risk-free bet up to $500. Don't forget, sign up at DraftKings.com/Fanatic to place your first bet. And you get a risk-free bet up to $500. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. PA only. Restrictions apply. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Yard House is hiring servers and culinary team members. Opening soon in the Willow Grove Park Mall, Yard House is known for great food, classic rock, and the world's largest selection of draft beer. Yard House offers flexible work schedules, year-round employment, competitive wages, great benefits, and growth opportunities. Join the Yard House team today and apply online at yardhouse.com/careers. That's yardhouse.com/careers.
You know Beasley Media for the massive radio brands in Philadelphia like 97.5 The Fanatic. But did you also know that we're experts in advertising and growing successful brands through digital? We can help create video commercials, put your ads on websites, and even create targeted social posts to reach your potential customers. Our team of brand builders can do that and so much more to help your business grow. Email Beasley Media Digital Team now at experts@bbgi.com. That's experts@bbgi.com.
Make it an unforgettable holiday season with Flyers Santa Sacks. These holiday packs include 2 tickets to the Flyers game of your choice, an autographed puck, a gritty ornament, and 2 tickets to a Philadelphia Wings home game.
Fairby shot, he scores!
Go to PhiladelphiaFlyers.com and select your games to include in this special holiday gift pack. Order now to select from the best seats and the most in-demand games on the Flyers home schedule.
My name's Ken Stout, and I live in Moton, PA. Energy Transfer came to me and my wife and proposed putting 2 pipelines through our property. During the 2 months that they were on my land, I got to see firsthand their workmanship and expertise, and I know that pipeline is safe. Energy Transfer did excellent work.
Visit MarinerPipelineFacts.com to learn more about Energy Transfer's commitment to Pennsylvania.
Listen up, we have great news. There's a quick way that you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance.
Let's go!
For Zetta and Trey in the morning, listen, 97.5, The Fanatic.
D-Line with you here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Sixers Cavs coming up at 7:30. Flyers and Senators took place earlier today, and the Flyers won that one 4-3. They've won 6 out of their last 7. The Sixers are currently 15-7 overall, but 10 of those 15 wins have come on their home floor where they are undefeated. Let's check in with Chris and Pensock. And Chris, how are you? And thanks for calling the Fanatic.
Merry Christmas, young lady.
Hello.
You and your family.
Thank you.
Just warming up, putting up the lights all day for the kid.
Perfect.
I got to tell you, I think some of these callers are right. Now they got me thinking. Because I was listening to you, I'm like, okay, I got my Christmas lights, I got D, I got my lager. I'll just listen. I won't call in. And then he started thinking, too. I'm like, the callers are right. Because I go down there. I didn't go down tonight because the game's horrible. I gave my tickets to somebody to take their kid for Christmas present. They weren't that exciting. We win a ton of games, but I hear everybody in my whole section 104 going, it's the same thing, just the names change. I don't like Jimmy Butler as a person, not in a mean way because I don't know him. I don't like the way he carries himself at times. But now I'm starting to think, like, one of my favorite movies was the Pulp Fiction. And now I'm starting to think, is JoJo, Jules, and Ben is Vincent, and Jimmy was Mr. Wolf and got him out of their problems. His problems. I mean, because I go down there, Dave, man, it is the same. Brett Brown is, I love the guy. I wish he was my uncle. Sometimes I wish he was my neighbor, but I got to tell you, it's the same thing over and over. And I know a person, I won't even say if it's a female or male, because I know them, that is in your business that goes to those practices. They said, Chris, it's been going on for 3 years. They 4 years. They just do whatever they want, and the veterans get frustrated. That's why Jim Butler's frustrated. He's an enabler. He lets them get away with murder. Holmes, I met Holmes before he got traded or he got cut. I used to see him down in Fishtown all the time. He used to tell people out in public that Brett Brown drilled them and Ben Simmons and JoJo just got away with murder. They could do whatever they wanted to do. This is starting to scare me.
Well, first of all, we are talking about a team that is 8-2 in their last 10, and they are undefeated at home.
Oh, no, we're good. We're very good.
Yeah. And in terms of what they do behind closed doors, I don't know. I get to see a portion of practice. I will say that there are areas of their games in each of them that if you want to be the best, you would hope that eventually it develops a little bit more than we've seen to this date. They also have, I mean, numbers that are really hard to argue about, with the exceptions of their turnovers and with the exception of Ben at the line. So
I totally agree. We think about basketball very, like, your son, take your son for instance. Excellent track kid. They just, every time I can see you beaming through my phone, and I can't even see your face when he goes out and goes out and kicks the mile or something, like 4.5 minutes.
Well, he's a distance runner. Yes.
Right. So say he was distance runner. He said, Mom, Dad, you know, I want to break, whatever. I don't know nothing about track. 10 minutes. And every day you come in from work and he says, I want to break 10 minutes. You watch, I'm going to break 10 minutes. And every day you guys come home from work and he's on his Xbox and he's not training.
Right.
Are you going to correct him at the table and say, listen, man, I don't want to hear about your 10 minutes anymore, or you can do whatever you want.
Right, I see what you're saying. Yeah, you don't want to hear the rhetoric if you're not putting in the work. Chris, you know, I appreciate the phone call, and
I
hope you...
I don't think they're putting in the time, man.
Well, they tell us they are, but if you're not making corrections that would help the situation, then, you know, that may be part of it. But again, you know, we're talking about a team that holds their opponent to 104 points, so their differential maybe not as good as a Milwaukee, whose differential is 13.5. The Sixers are 4.5. You know, I have very strong confidence they'll go into this game tonight and should likely be 11-0 at home against a Cleveland team that struggles. They are 5-16 on the season. The Sixers' defense is strong, and they should be able to handle this easily. Let's check in with Chris in Williamstown. How are you, Chris? Thanks for calling the Fanatic.
Oh, have a happy Merry Christmas holiday season, you and your father, too. I know, it sounded like the last one. Oh.
No, it's fine.
You know, and it's kind of ironic, Dave, to watch, and I started, you know, branching off and watching other games, to watch the way Orlando has kind of found ways to get good wins, and yes, I have an affinity for Markell and MCW, so, and Vucevic, because he was a former Sixer, but he's out injured right now.
I know.
So, I mean, if the Sixers don't wisen up, and as last caller was saying, he's gotten to meet, people who were on the team and close the team, like, that's pretty darning. And when you have that kind of situation, like, at what point do the other guys start tuning out? It's almost like the Philly situation. At what point do they start tuning out? And then, it's like he said, no further than you were. Like, I'm starting to get tired of it. Like, I stopped going. I stayed home and I just watched on TV. Like, it really is starting to get kind of frustrating, because when those 10-point leads become 3- and 4-point leads because we're turning the ball over so much, like, I'm just like everybody else. I'm ready to move on from Brett Brown. But what I think I'm really, really interested in is how 2 through, say, 12 in the East may be a lot closer than we think, because some of these teams
have
14, 14, 15 wins, 16 wins. We could easily fall out of the playoffs if we don't get our head out of our you-know-what,
Brett Brown. I don't think that's the case, because you're too talented. I hear you that the teams right in the middle, that clump between the Celtics, the Heat, the Raptors, the Sixers, the Pacers.
Putting Brooklyn out of it either.
All right. They have 3 less wins. You're right. That you can throw Brooklyn in there, and then you have a 500 team in the Magic. I think Milwaukee has played consistently, the best. They're 10-1 at home and 10-2 on the road.
And you know what? One more thing before I let you go. I would be remiss if I didn't say, because I was trying to bring him here and get him to come here, he didn't have a good game in the last one, but the first game he came as a Portland Trailblazer looked pretty darn impressive. They were lucked out with Carmelo. I say we should have took a flyer on him. I wasn't, after throwing the kitchen sink at him.
Yeah.
I think we should have took a flyer on him this year, especially what we lost last year.
Thanks for
taking my call, D. Let's get a win tonight.
I hear you. Thank you. Thanks for calling 97.5 The Fanatic. I hear you. I don't know. And I'm happy for Carmelo. I think he's done well. Obviously, he got Western Conference Player of the Week last week. I don't think that is what they need. I know what you're saying about taking a flyer on him. To me, this team, if they can find a knockdown shooter, and you know how I feel, Chris, that I think Carmelo is very good, but how he needs to get his points, I don't know it would fit in with what they already have here. And that's a lot of people who need to take people off the dribble. It's not, catch and shoot from that 3-point line. It's just not who they have right now. 610-632-0975. Brad, sit tight. You're up next on the other side. Tom, Philip, you as well. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's D. Lineham on 97.5 The Fanatic. The Birds don't play until Monday, but we've got a special edition of the Green Zone with Tyrone Johnson and Pat Egan live from the Bet Rivers Sportsbook at Rivers Casino, Philadelphia. Tomorrow from 9 a.m. till noon, the action has arrived at Rivers Casino, Philadelphia. Everything you want, just the way you want it. Rivers Casino, Philadelphia, always on our game. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, Philly fans, it's Dunphy here. You know me as the guy with all the Philly sports tattoos. Yeah, that guy. When it comes to sports betting, I'm with the home team at Parks Casino Sportsbook, based right here in the Delaware Valley and the number one casino in Pennsylvania. Just download the Parks Casino Sportsbook app or go to parkscasino.com/PA, parkscasino.com/PA, and use promo code DUNPHY, DUNPHY. New accounts get a free $50 just for signing up. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Parks Casino, it's a whole new ballgame at Pennsylvania's number one casino. Enjoy Liberty Bell Gastro Pub's farm to fork comfort food, gourmet burgers, handcrafted cocktails, and 24 rotating craft beers, pub food favorites while watching every game at the all-season beer garden. Get ready. Our $10 million sports book for all your hot sports betting action. Business lunches, happy hour, your game day hotspot. It's all here for you and your friends. Parks Casino, winning never tasted so good. Street Road, 805-95 of the PHR Bike. Must be 21 game with Rumble 100 game.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who owes back taxes, if you get nervous when the mail comes because you might get a letter from the IRS, then you've heard. Their enforcement agents are cracking down this year and can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts. Even your home or business could be at risk over unpaid taxes. It's all true, but it's also true there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt assistance. The award-winning experts at Optima Tax Relief will fight to get you the best deal possible, protecting your paycheck and your assets from IRS collections. But don't delay, because the IRS is tacking on interest and hefty penalties every single day. So don't wait until it's too late. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-592-9422. 800-592-9422. 800-592-9422.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Let me know if anyone's coming.
Ugh, socks. What did you find?
What's a himba?
Himba?
Himalayan salt lamp.
Thursday to Saturday, get mad dash deals at JCPenney. Shop select small kitchen electrics for $9.99 after mail-in rebate. Get $21.99 select women's sweaters. Or save an extra 20% with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. Find it in the app wallet. JCPenney. Offers valid 12/5 to 12/7. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Kitchen electrics limited to 10% coupon discount. Conditions and exclusions apply. See jcp.com for coupon and details.
Did you know Peruzzi is the Mitsubishi capital of Pennsylvania? That's right, Peruzzi Mitsubishi right in Farrell's Hills. With a huge selection, low prices, and massive everyday discounts, it's no wonder why. No matter what you're looking for, Outlander, Outlander Sport, Eclipse Cross, Mirage, Peruzzi Mitsubishi has them all for less. Plus, they're the original buy here, pay here dealership with easy credit approvals. So check it all out at PeruzziMitsubishi.com. And come see why, since 1978, our business is you.
This holiday season, give the gift you know they'll love. PJ's gift cards, where Philly's number one sports fans catch every game. At PJ Willihan's, every seat is the best seat in the house. And for a limited time, get a special offer for yourself, too. Now through December 31st, get $10 bonus cash for every $50 in PJ's gift cards purchased. It's a win-win. PJ's gift cards make the perfect holiday gift. Give them what they want this year with locations throughout PA and Jersey. There's a PJ Willihan's near you. Visit PJsPub.com to find out more.
And now a message from Puffs Plus Lotion Tissues. Coughing and sneezing aren't the season's worst flaw. It's the ordinary tissues that can leave noses raw. With each little wipe, they can leave noses red. So do your sniffer a favor. Buy Puffs Plus Lotion instead. Puffs have lotion to soothe and are soft on your nose. You'll feel the difference with each of your blows. Especially during cold and flu season, a nose in need deserves Puffs indeed.
Hi, I'm Archie, a service tech at Pep Boys. You know, with holiday travel and changing weather, who knows what the roads will be like. Be sure to have your tires checked by one of our pros today.
Now through December 31st, get up to $200 off when you purchase four select Goodyear tires installed. That's $75 off instantly. $75 back after a manufacturer mail-in rebate, and get a $50 Visa card by mail when you open a new Pep Boys credit card. Applies to a single receipt in-store purchase. Credit card subject to credit approval. Details and restrictions at PepBoys.com.
So add Pep Boys to your list this holiday season, and don't think twice about it.
Place your sports bets at PlaySugarHouse.com.
New York has now taken a 7-point lead. That's 100 rushing yards for Philly. What's New York going to do here?
With 50-plus in-game bets on pro football games, make bets while the game is being played, like who will score next, how will the current drive finish. Sign up now. We'll match your first deposit up to $250. More bets, more action, more fun. PlaySugarHouse.com.
Must be 21 or over to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Voice of the new Philadelphia.
And the Sixers win with a game.
97.5, the Fanatic. WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia.
A Beasley Media Group station.
The Sixers station.
Sixers Cavs coming up at the bottom of the hour right here on 97.5, the Fanatic. I'm D-Lineham. I'll keep you company until we turn it over to Brian Seltzer in a little bit down the road in this half hour. So the Sixers lost their last time out. It was a road game. They fell to 5-7 on the road when they lost 119-113 Thursday night to the Washington Wizards. There were some really good numbers in that. Joel Embiid had a 20-20 game. Ben Simmons had a double-double with his 10 assists. He was 8 of 10 from the floor. But the two of them combined for 15 turnovers, 15 of the team's 21. And defensively, they couldn't stop Washington. And Washington shot 41% from behind the arc. And their defense has been what has allowed them to be a 15-7 team. And so they'll put all this on the line tonight against the struggling Cavs team that is 5-16. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Brad in New Jersey. Brad, thanks for calling 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Yeah, so I just want to kind of get into the Sixers roster makeup a little bit.
Sure.
So kind of starting with Simmons, I think it's an interesting mix of players. You know, you have a big point guard.
Yep.
You have a lot of height in the lineup. But I kind of think it's like a weird mix of players. And it's almost like, I hate to make this comparison, but it's a little bit like my Knicks. Like, I just think it's a combination that doesn't work on the court. And it's really pathetic. And it's kind of getting ridiculous.
Yeah, you're funny because your Knicks are terrible. My God. You would sit on hold for that long to waste time? It's so not like your Knicks. Your Knicks are so far from being competitive. They don't even know what they want to do in terms of coaching, and they are 4-18 on this season, spiraling even further downward. Poor RJ Barrett. Let's check in with Philip in Germantown. Philip, thanks for calling 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hello, D. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine.
Well, first I want to answer your question, what team is the most entertaining?
Yeah, giving you most consistent entertainment product right now.
Yes, and I think in this city right now, everybody's answer should be the Flyers.
Yep.
And this is the reason why I think so, is because, one, the Phillies are not playing currently.
Right.
And and when you're looking at the Eagles and when you're looking at the Sixers, I don't think you should be looking at them for the entertainer right now. We should be looking at them far as winning a championship. That should be, when you're looking at them, are they able or capable or going in the direction of winning a championship? Not necessarily. If they happen to be entertaining, whoop-de-doo, good for them. But I don't think we should be looking at them, those two teams, in the eyes of...
Let me ask you a question. Do you think the Flyers, part of the appeal, and today's game I thought was... I mean, actually, it wouldn't even matter. If you were there, it was great. If you were sitting in your living room watching, it was great. But do you think part of the appeal with the Flyers is that there is significant improvement from last year? And you have a new head coach who seems like he knows what he wants to do. And so in the case of the Eagles, clearly they have let us down. You know, they're 5-7, are they 5-7 too? My God.
Well, the reason why I'm saying that about the Flyers is I don't know anything about hockey. Right. I didn't watch the game or anything like that. And the reason why I'm saying that about the Flyers is because right now the Flyers are not ready to win yet. So you can look at them for entertainment all you want until they get ready, until they get everything in order, until they get in position. And when it's win time, you know what I'm saying? That should be the focus.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So look at them for entertainment all you want right now, because I don't think they're in a position to be ready. When I say win, I ain't talking about how many games per season and this, that, or whatever. I mean, talking about championship.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, but real quick, somebody mentioned earlier about possibly if Brett Brown is fired or whatever, will that mean the end of Ben Simmons? I think that the way Elton Brand has configured it, Elton Brand stacked his team from 1 to 15 or whatever. And by the way, your shooter is in the G League. I forget the dude's name.
Mario Shayok.
Yeah.
Mario Shayok. He's a scorer. He likes to shoot a lot of long twos. And you know, with this team, that they don't like long twos, but they're trying to develop his 3-point shot. He made a couple threes last night, but he shoots in the low 30s from 3-point range. But I would agree with you. He is gifted from an offensive standpoint. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I had Matisse Thybulle on the broadcast last night, and he said he was jealous of how easy Shayok makes it look to get buckets, and that is that's the way that kid plays.
Those two guys, both of them, was my pre-draft guys. Both of them, but anyway.
Wow, good for you. I had Thybulle. I didn't have Shayok.
But what I'm saying about Elton Brand has stacked this team from 1 to 15, and I think that this team can survive playing well without Ben Simmons. And matter of fact, Embiid will probably play better because Elton Brand, if he were to trade Ben Simmons, he put this team in position because he already have two point guards signed. And when those 2 point guards are on the court, they play good. They play consistent.
Are you talking about Neto and Burke?
What's that?
Are you talking about Neto and Burke?
Yes, Neto and Burke. So,
yep.
I mean, you don't always have to have a superstar at every position. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I totally agree with you. I totally agree.
Brand, he can figure this team. I don't know how he did it, but this team is stacked. And to be playing the way they're playing, they're playing good.
They're good. That's right. You know what? That's perfect, Philip. They're good. But yes. but the expectation, which is not unlike what we expected out of the Eagles, right. You wanted more. And right. Good is okay now. And you're right in, the mix in your Eastern Conference. But there needs to be a little more than good, or that it's trending at least in that direction. Right. And I'm not sold yet.
When people are talking about NBA teams, I know I got to go, it might be more people, but when people are talking about NBA teams, when they're talking about NBA teams, they should be talking about three teams, two out in the West, which is both the Los Angeles teams, which I think that the Sixers' next coach might be on the Lakers bench, by the way, but also and the Sixers. You know what I'm saying?
They well, come on.
The Clippers, the Lakers, and the Sixers.
Oh, my gosh. You got to put Milwaukee in there, Philip. You got to do it. They have three losses. They're 10-1 at home and 10-2 on the road. Giannis is playing out of his mind. You have to put them in that conversation. I'm sorry. Absolutely. And I don't think the Sixers have shown anywhere near what Milwaukee has shown. And part of that is because, in my opinion, their star continues to find greater things to add to his game. I said he shoots 59% at the line. I probably annoys the Bucks fan base, meaning Giannis. But he gets there for 11 attempts. 11 attempts. He's getting 7 points at the line. Ben's shooting 56%. He gets there for 3.7. It's a big difference. All right, Tom, you're up next here on 97.5 The Fanatic. How are you? And thank you.
Dee, it's me again. Yeah, Dee, this coach got to go, Dee. And I know you're going to stand there. You're going to stick up for him. You know, he was here through the process. Hey, listen, when you turn the ball over 25 to 30 times a game.
It was 21 the other day.
It doesn't 21 in a loss, Dee. That's the bottom.
I know,
line.
But I'm saying they don't average 25. They average 16. You got to be accurate.
Okay. Whatever. Listen, your great teams turn the ball over 12 or less, maybe even 10 or less. That's Milwaukee. That's the Lakers right now. They're fundamentally sound. It all comes in. Defensive positioning late in games, okay, making the right moves off your bench, that comes to coaching. I know we all liked him, Dee. He took us through the bad times, okay? Toronto did it when they had a 50-win team because they knew that guy in big situations, okay, the coach they previously had couldn't get them over the top at that point. Listen, it's been nice, Brett Brown. It's been great. You know what I mean? You help these guys along. Okay, we either play basketball right or you go. Stop patting these guys on the back. Stop letting them do what they want to do. Stop having a 7-foot guard. We do not have a 7-foot guard. Get your butt down low. Tell the other guy to take a shot late in game so he can get fouled because there's nobody going to stop that guy and stop babying these guys. Or you go. That's the bottom line, Dee. We're never going to win a championship coaching the way this guy coaches. It's not going to happen, I'm sorry to say.
All right, so, I appreciate the phone call. And by the way, when Dwayne Casey was there, he didn't have Kawhi Leonard. He had DeMar DeRozan. Now, yes, they made a change, and Nick Nurse got that, and then they made a trade that ended up with Kawhi Leonard in their lineup. So we'll see if Nick Nurse can win a championship without a star like a Kawhi Leonard, and we'll get a good look at their product tomorrow. But that was certainly a big part of it for the Toronto Raptors. And in terms of turning the ball over, the good ones, let's see what Milwaukee. You said Milwaukee. Best turnover teams. Yep, Milwaukee, and it is 14 and a half. And four of those come from Giannis. But as again, that's not right. That 14 and a half is them. That's not the best team in the league, though. Dallas and Boston, the top two in terms of taking care of the basketball with 12 and a half. All right. Let's just give you the starting lineup tonight. Mike Scott will make his first start of the season. Let's hope he can get his shooting back on track. And they will also have Furkan in that lineup. So to go with Al Horford, Tobias Harris, and Ben Simmons. Interesting lineup. I thought they would go with either James Ennis or a Matisse Thybulle. But instead, Brett Brown is going with Mike Scott. Because Joel Embiid is out, and so is Josh Richardson. So it'll be the Cavs and the Sixers coming up in a short while right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. I want to thank all the callers for calling in. I know, we have a high standard. We want it all to be really, really good. That's what we want. And good for you, because you should want to demand that of your teams that aspire to and tell you they are going after a championship. Nonetheless, it will be the 15-win Sixers trying to stay undefeated at the Wells Fargo Center coming up here at 7:30, and they are entertaining a 5-win team in the Cleveland Cavaliers. I'll be back tomorrow afternoon, actually, leading you into the Raptors game. So hopefully we'll have some good basketball talk. Thanks to Josh Rabick. Thanks to Connor Thomas, the man with two first names. And thank you to all of you out there. Brian Seltzer up next with the Sixers pregame show. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic.
Find incredible deals on top brands during Macy's Friends and Family. Like an extra 30% off designers that rarely go on sale when you use your coupon or Macy's card. Plus, take 15% off beauty. Save big on fabulous party looks and all the hosting essentials. Discover great ideas for sprucing up your home and perfect gifts for everyone on your list. Now through Monday at Macy's Friends and Family. Extra 10 to 30% off regular and sale prices. Exclusions apply.
At Aaron's, we love the holiday spirit, the kindness, the giving, the sharing. For us, that spirit has no season. It's always there, and there's doing good all year round. That's why we approve good people other stores won't. Your credit isn't the best? Okay. Need more time to pay? Let's work it out. Want flexible payment options? Sure.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.